Lesson 23. David returns good for evil. Yahweh, judge between me and thee, and deliver me out of thine hand. The aim: to show how David always returned good for the evil that Saul did to him. The lessons David had learned when he was young, of honoring God and the king, were now able to help him behave in a godly way toward Saul. He did not want to die at Saul's hand, but he refused to take what seemed to be the easy way out. He refused to kill God's anointed king. David spares Saul's life. 1. At En-Gedi. Saul now hunted David like a hunter stalks an animal. With a small band of followers, David hid in the forests and caves in the hills of Judah. Soon, 600 men joined him, and he became their captain. All the time that Saul pursued him, God protected him, sometimes warning him of danger in time for him to escape. On one occasion, Saul heard that he was hiding in the rugged rocks of En-Gedi, where the wild goats live. Taking 3,000 of his best soldiers, he went off to catch David. Now it happened that David and his men were hiding very quietly, deep in a cave, as Saul's soldiers came by. Who should come into the cave but Saul alone, to rest? David's men whispered to him that now was his chance to kill his enemy. Surely, this was an opportunity sent from God. But David honored Saul still as his king and would not do it, for Saul was God's anointed. Nevertheless, he crept up behind Saul and cut off a piece from the hem of his robe. Yet as soon as he had crept back to his men with the piece of Saul's robe in his hand, David regretted that he had even done this. Suspecting nothing, Saul arose and left the cave. Shortly, David also emerged from the cave and called after Saul, "My lord the king!" Saul turned, and David bowed down before him. "Wherefore hearest thou men's words, saying, Behold, David seeketh thy hurt?" David said, "Behold, this day thine eyes have seen how that Yahweh had delivered thee today into mine hand in the cave, and some bade me kill thee, but mine eye spared thee. And I said, I will not put forth mine hand against my Lord, for he is Yahweh's anointed." And he held up the piece of Saul's robe. Realizing how David had spared his life, the king was moved to tears, and all his anger melted away. He could see how sincere and generous David was. "Thou art more righteous than I," said Saul to David, "for thou hast rewarded me good, whereas I have rewarded thee evil. And now, behold, I know well that thou shalt surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in thine hand." He pleaded with David not to harm anyone in his family when he became king. David gladly promised to do as Saul asked, and so they parted. Saul went home, but David and his men returned to the caves in the hills of Israel. Saul's repentance, as always, did not last long. Soon he was out hunting David again, until David was forced to flee to the Philistines' land. David spares Saul's life. 2. In the wilderness of Ziph. Another time, Saul went hunting for David with his special band of 3,000 men. This time, David was hiding in the wilderness of Ziph. He sent out spies from his hiding place to see where Saul was camped. It was nighttime. Saul lay asleep in the middle of his camp, and Abner, the captain of his army, and all his men lay around him asleep. Then David said to the men who were with him, "Who will go down with me to Saul to the camp?" And Abishai said, "I will go down with thee." So David and Abishai crept down to the camp of Saul. There was Saul sound asleep, and beside his pillow was his spear stuck in the ground. All was quiet as the camp slept. "God hath delivered thine enemy into thine hand this day," Abishai said to David. "Let me smite him, I pray thee, with this spear even to the earth at once, and I will not smite him the second time." But David was firm, "Destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against Yahweh's anointed and be guiltless?" One day Saul would die, but that was in God's hands. David himself would do him no harm. But he had a daring plan. He and Abishai crept right into the middle of the sleeping camp and took Saul's spear and the cruse, or jar, of water, which were there right beside Saul's head. they got back safely without anyone stirring. This had been a very bold and dangerous plan. Neither David nor Abishai realized just how much God had helped them. No man saw it, nor knew it, neither awaked, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from Yahweh was fallen upon them. When they had put a good distance between them and Saul's camp, they stopped on the top of a hill, and David called out with a loud voice in the stillness of the night. Abner woke up with a start. "Who art thou that criest to the king?" "Art not thou a valiant man?" David asked Abner. "Wherefore then hast thou not kept thy lord the king? For there came one of the people in to destroy the king thy lord. This thing is not good that thou hast done. As Yahweh liveth, ye are worthy to die, because ye have not kept your master, Yahweh's anointed. And now see where the king's spear is, and the cruse of water that was at his bolster." So David taunted Abner. But really, he wanted them all to realize that once again, he could easily have killed Saul, but would not. Saul recognized his voice. "Is this thy voice, my son David?" How could he tell straight away what danger he had been in and how David had again spared his life? "I have sinned," he said. "Return, my son David, for I will do thee no harm." If only this were true. Too many times he had made this kind of promise, and yet had gone out to hunt David time and again. "Behold the king's spear, let one of the young men come over and fetch it," David said. So Saul went home, but David said in his heart, "I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul." Until the day that Saul died in battle with the Philistines, David went from place to place, keeping well hidden, waiting for God to choose the right time when he should become king. The lesson for us: we learn from David's life some wonderful qualities that make up the character of a godly man. Even Saul acknowledged, "Thou hast rewarded me good, whereas I have rewarded thee evil." Returning good for evil is one of the most important lessons we must learn. The Lord Jesus Christ reminds us of this: "I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." The important thing is that our attitude is right. We must remain kind, even when others are unkind to us. In this way, we are showing that we really hope that they will change and become our friend and honor God with us. The additional notes: Saul and Jonathan die in battle. The last battle of Saul's life was fought on Mount Gilboa. The Israelites fled before the Philistines, and many of Saul's soldiers were slain. Saddest of all, brave and faithful Jonathan was killed too. Saul was badly wounded by arrows, and the Philistines were fast overtaking him. Saul was desperate. He could not escape, and God would no longer help him. He asked his armor-bearer to kill him, so that he would not suffer the humiliation of being slain by the Philistines. But his armor-bearer was afraid and would not kill him, so Saul took his sword and killed himself, a shameful way to die. David was grief-stricken when he heard the news. His grief was for Saul as well as for Jonathan. How easy it would have been to rejoice at the death of his enemy. But David was loyal to God's anointed and very forgiving. David had learned that just as God had been very merciful to him, so should he be merciful to others, even though they might not deserve it. Above all, David was distressed by the loss of Jonathan, his closest friend. You can read David's sad and beautiful lament for Saul and Jonathan in 2 Samuel 1, verses 17 to 27. David later showed his love for Jonathan when he cared for Mephibosheth, Jonathan's son.